You're absolutely right. We're looking at a market that is basically the longest bull market of cyclical bull market ever. We're at 9.5 years. And so there have been times to get really excited about putting money in the market. I remember the secondary buy signal we had. Secondary means we were fully invested, so it applies to those looking for an opportunity. We had a great, an awesome secondary buy signal in back in 2011, back in September of 2011. The S&P 500 was in the low 1100s. I mean, this thing's in the 2800s now. So that was an awesome buy signal we had back in September of 2011. And I remember also we had a terrific secondary buy signal because we were already fully invested. So this was for those looking for that opportunity, that exceptional opportunity. And that occurred again in February of 2016. For crying out loud, the S&P 500 was in the 1800s. And we're talking about an index that's in the 2800s now. It was in the 1800s in February of 2016 when, again, we had a secondary buy signal. So, I mean, they were fantastic opportunities, but they don't come along every day. Opportunities like that don't come along every day. So, I mean, even people that dollar-cost average money into the market in 2018 at the lowest level we've seen, they were still in the 2600 area. The lowest closing level we've seen in 2018 was only in the 2600 area. No big deal. We're in the 2800s. So those kinds of opportunities that we saw in September of 2011 with the S&P 500 trading in the low 1100s, wow, that's a buying opportunity big time. And the kind of opportunity we saw in February of 2016, with the S&P 500 trading in the 1800s, well, that was a terrific buying opportunity for certain. But, you know, when you're talking about what's happened in 2018, yeah, there was a 10% pullback in the S&P 500. But you know how long that lasted? 9 days. That entire 10% correction in 2018, back in January, February, it lasted a total of 9 days. So, not very long at all, right? Not very deep at all. So, these things vary tremendously over time. But I would take a dollar cost average approach on the schedule you're comfortable with, given the fact that we've had an incredible run, really historic run in this market. Marty's on the line listening to the great KCMO Radio, Kansas City. Marty, it's your turn.
Hi there. Thank you very much. In your last newsletter, you were talking about the inverted yield curve, and you seem to measure that by the federal funds rate versus the 10-year Treasury note. I read another article some other author, that uses the 2-year note versus the 10-year note. And then I read yet another article that said we can't use the 2-year versus the 10-year because of current international money flows. I think what he meant was that a lot of foreign buyers of Treasury notes are skewing that relationship. And if you look at the 2-year versus the 10-year, it's pretty close. I mean, they're getting pretty close. But if you use the federal funds rate versus the 10-year, they're not that close at all. So I would like to hear your comments on it, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I can't comment on the others that you quote, but I will certainly speak for myself. There was a reason, a really good reason, that we mentioned in the August investment letter that we used we like to use the federal funds rate compared to the 10-year Treasury. Do you remember what we said there?
I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, but I did read it.
Well, I'll read the paragraph.
Excellent.
I'll read the paragraph from the August investment letter, and that will shed light on it. Let me read it word for word, because it'll only take a short time. The interest rate spread is one of the 10 components of the leading economic index compiled by the Conference Board monthly. This component measures the difference between the 10-year Treasury yield and the federal funds rate. I'll read that portion of the paragraph and ask you if that sheds any light on why I have focused on that particular metric.
Okay, so if we get our inverted yield curve with the 2-year and the 10-year,
no,
we don't see that.
That's not what
meaningful.
I said. That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the question you had asked, which was, why did I use the federal funds rate versus the 10-year Treasury yield? And as I said in the investment letter in August, the interest rate spread, which is what you're talking about, is one of the 10 components of the leading economic index compiled by the Conference Board monthly. And this component measures the difference between the 10-year Treasury and the federal funds rate. Does that answer the question you had about why I selected that particular comparison?
Somewhat, but so if there was a negative yield curve with the 2-year and the 10-year, that wouldn't particularly worry you?
I don't want to see a negative yield curve anywhere. I don't want to see a negative yield curve anywhere, but my focus would be right now on the short-term rate, the federal funds rate versus the 10-year. And the reason I like to focus on that is that that is a component in the leading economic index.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for calling. Now, the bottom line in all of this is, yield curves matter. And we always get this same crowd comes out of the woodwork every single time this happens. They come out of the woodwork every single time this happens. And they say, oh, this time it's different. This time it doesn't matter because A, B, C, and D. Well, let me be clear. I think it matters. I think the yield curve is important. No, I think the yield curve is very important. And so if you get into a situation where you get an inverted yield curve, for example, between the leading economic index yield curve method, which is the federal funds rate versus the 10-year Treasury, I think that's a big deal. There are a lot of other factors that come into play then, such as lead times on the inversion become very important at that point. And there's a lot more in addition to that. But if we're talking about the basics, do yield curve inversions matter? Yeah, I think they matter. Is there a way that measures yield curve inversions that is consistent with the leading economic index? Yeah, there is. Federal funds versus 10 years.